And now back to the mainstream. Christopher Caldwell of the Weekly Standard says both Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and President George W. Bush will have a tough time convincing voters that their economic plans will protect and create jobs.
President Bush just got back from Ohio, where he sang the praises of job creation, tax cuts, and free trade. Ohio's definitely the place to talk about jobs. But this election may hinge on whether voters think low taxes and high trade are the way to produce them. Look at the seesaw history of Dayton, Ohio. In 1975, Dayton had a mighty industrial economy. Armies of workers made cash registers, spark plugs, and airplane parts. A decade later, that economy had been washed away in a tide of recession and deindustrialization. But by 1995, the city was back again. High-tech companies had moved in and retrained laid-off workers. Jobs were plentiful, and Dayton was held up as proof that globalization was not only survivable, but desirable. This winter, John Kerry made the city of Dayton a frequent stop. The presidential tune he sang was more protectionist than any heard since the days of Ross Perot. Why? Because jobs are leaving again, and this time, it's the new high-tech jobs. Many voters blame the so-called outsourcing of work to the third world. That's a problem for President Bush, because free trade candidates usually woo voters by promising that the old economy jobs they lose will be replaced by more reliable new economy ones. Americans are discovering that new economy jobs can disappear just as easily, but now there's no next thing on the horizon to trade up to. And the president's tax cuts have shown little evidence of creating jobs either. But John Kerry is similarly overinvesting in a protectionism that dare not speak his name, and which his whole voting record contradicts. So both candidates have a vested interest in voter amnesia. This can only have one outcome. You may think the economic picture looks confusing now, but once the candidates have had a chance to explain the issue fully, you'll be thoroughly in the dark.
Opinion from Weekly Standard senior editor and regular day-to-day contributor, Christopher Caldwell.